coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, Calgary, Southern Alberta, there is a Santa Claus. Your track is being built. The rest of us might recall that for years there was talk, and little else but that, of a track being built in Balzac near Calgary, but year after year the dream was shot down by economic realities. No longer. New financial player, new name, new partnership with the horse people. Great news in our game, but a nice change on this edition of Trot Radio. Paul Reinveld from Century Casinos, he's the special projects coordinator for that company, a gaming company that has entered into a partnership with the horse people of Alberta. Paul, welcome.
Good to be here.
Now, tell us about your role with Century and what it entails. What are your duties now and right up until the time the track and casino components are up and running?
Okay, well, Century started to discuss a partnership with the United Horsemen of Alberta about a year ago to about 18 months ago. When things started to really progress, Century determined that they needed somebody with some racing background to bring on to their team, and that person ended up being myself. And yeah, so I joined in March and basically have been working on the design and the background work for the project that has now been named Century Downs Racetrack and Casino. This will be the first foray into racing. They've been in gaming since 1992.
Okay. All right. So this is something where there's a synergy going on, and there is some evidence to suggest that that kind of fusion is a growing area. What does your data tell you about racetracks that join with casinos? Is that, in fact, a positive thing for both parties?
Well, yes, I've seen firsthand, having worked at two different racinos in the past, that the live horse racing in many cases becomes one of your best marketing promotions for bringing people to your facility and having them, you know, cross over onto the gaming floor. I came here from Hastings Racecourse in Vancouver, and live race days, the slot floor was generally much busier than on a non-race day.
The experience that track operators like Jeff Gorell at the Meadowlands and Vernon and Tioga Downs have, and this is in my conversations with Mr. Gorell, is that there's more of a likelihood of a racehorse player crossing over to the gaming floor than there is of a, say, a slot player going over to the racetrack side. Is that true to some degree?
I think it's true to some degree. One thing I've always noticed is that the horsemen and the owners and that tend to go play on the slot floor either before or after the races. It's obviously much more difficult to translate from pushing a button on a machine to trying to pick horses. But the other places that I've worked, the other racinos, you know, we've had various attempts to try to get players to, you know, go between the two forms of gaming. And it's difficult, but it's not insurmountable.
No, there's a bit of a learning and education curve, I think, because really we're re-educating an entirely new generation of gamblers and hoping that they'll rediscover horse racing. What I want to get to the specifics of what the place is going to look like and everything like that, but what prompted Century's interest in developing the property as a racetrack casino?
Well, in Alberta, there is a moratorium on gaming licenses, and the United Horsemen of Alberta are grandfathered under that moratorium because they were involved in this project back starting in 2002. As a result, the only gaming license that would be available is this REC, or Racing Entertainment Center license. So this is one of the... This is part of, you know, the necessity in order to get the license. You also have to become a full racing entertainment center. The difference in Alberta between a racing entertainment center and a full-fledged casino is that there is you are not allowed to have tables at a racing entertainment center.
That's
but
it.
On the flip side of that, the breakdown of the money, the splits that go to horse racing and to the operator are also different than a regular casino license.
Tell us about that. How is that going to work? Will the horse people be drawing from revenues of the casino itself, of the slots area, or will it just come from simulcast and on-track betting and things like that?
Oh, no, the by statute, the Horse Racing Alberta manages that money that is generated at the various racing entertainment centers in Alberta. A portion, actually the lion's share, it's 51.5% of the slot win goes to Horse Racing Alberta. Horse Racing Alberta then splits that up amongst the breeds, the breeders, the operators of the facility. It basically goes to them, and they determine who gets what from that portion.
Well, right now that's more than what we got in Ontario. But anyway,
I will have to say it's a much better situation.
Certainly would be a better climate out there right now. I mean, good for you guys. Sad to hear it from our standpoint. But, you know, racing's racing, and we want to see it thrive any way we can. And if you guys can figure out a better mousetrap, more power to you. Tell us about what the place is going to look like physically. What is going to be contained in this racino, call it?
Well, unlike the racetracks, say, out in Ontario that were in existence before gaming came in, where they either retrofitted a slot floor into the facility or, like Woodbine, or built a completely standalone facility that's attached, like Georgian Downs, this is going to be all in one facility, one building that's built from the ground up. So the gaming floor, the racing portion, the dining, it all is going to flow instead of being disconnected like it ends up being in some of the older facilities that were allowed to put gaming in.
Will that physically be in such a configuration so as to make it easier for both players to cross over to each other's side based on your cross promotions?
Yes, absolutely. And in Alberta, the gaming age is 18, so it actually allows you, you know, it kind of allows more people to be involved. We will have family areas, and we will have, obviously, the apron area will be for live racing in the better days when it's not snowing 5 centimeters. That'll be the area that... you know, will be really strongly family oriented, and you know, that experience that people are now requiring for in you know, live horse racing, the social aspect and you know, ease of wagering.
That's the key, isn't it? You got to make it easy for people. We're living in a push button age, and we have to bring our game up to that standard. Now, the track size, I realized you had to play with it because originally it was supposed to be a very large track designed to accommodate thoroughbred and standardbred, but not just thoroughbred like an A track would, if you know what I'm saying. It was supposed to be very large. That's changed. What's the size of it now? It's kind of unusual, isn't it?
It is an unusual distance. It's 5.5 furlongs, and people ask, well, why wouldn't you just go with a 5/8 track if you couldn't do any more? There is enough room on the land to go a larger distance, 6, 6.5. Mm-hmm. 7 will not fit on what the land. So, but if you went to 6.5, you would not be able to run standardbreds, because they'd be braking on the turn instead of,
right,
you know, on the back stretch or front stretch. So as a result, to try to get something that was a little bit longer than a 5/8. We have the radius of the turns are spread a little better than a typical 5/8 racetrack, so that you know, that will help things, and we will have an 80-foot wide racetrack versus other tracks in this region are around 65-70, so it'll be a little safer as well. So that's kind of the genesis for the 5.5 furlong distance. One of the things that allows us to start a mile standard red race appropriately on the backstretch, and it also gives us the room to run 7.5 furlongs out of the chute.
Right, for the thoroughbreds.
That will be on the front. Yeah, so it'll be a two-turn, seven and a half furlong race, which is practically a mile. So for thoroughbreds, it's going to be good distance-wise, because we're able to offer quite a few distances. Mm-hmm. And for standardbreds, it'll be, you know, a bit of wider turn and probably easier to maneuver than some of the other 5/8 tracks in Canada.
Well, I'm sure horse people of both breeds aren't going to complain at a track that has nicely widened turns, because obviously when you look at the way the track's configured at Northlands, especially for the runners, that gets really crazy. But I think that'll be a welcome change for the people that race down there. So once the thoroughbred operation kicks in as well, how will that work from a date standpoint? Obviously, the thoroughbreds are racing the summertime, fall, and the standardbreds through the wintertime, spring kind of thing?
Well, that is still that still remains to be seen. Those talks obviously will have to still take place with the HBPA and Alberta Standardbred Horsemen Association, as well as Northlands Park, to develop what the circuit is going to look like.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really refreshing and relieving to know that Calgary is going to have an A-harness track, that's for sure, and it'll have a lovely showcase of racing for both breeds, and it's finally coming together. This has been a phantom for so long, and I'm sure that you folks over at Century Casinos are very welcomed in the Calgary market.
What we saw at our media announcement last Wednesday, the level of excitement and interest in getting this thing done is, I don't think you could even have fathomed that, you know, that there was that much excitement out there. And that translates just in conversations that I've had with general public, just, you know, whether you're at the grocery store or whatever. Mm-hmm. The people of Calgary are really excited to have horse racing come back to the city.
Well, there is a long and historic equine culture in Alberta. Calgary, obviously, no exception. Calgary has a somewhat younger demographic, but very dynamic. It'll be a great fit, I'm sure. Paul Reinveld of Century Casinos, Special Projects Coordinator of the new and soon to be a reality racetrack casino in Calgary. Yes, it's really happening. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.